Hello, my love. Welcome back to Actually Alexandra Radio. It's me, Actually Alexandra. And today, well, actually, I just love to get right into what we're talking about. But first, I think we're gonna switch the podcast name. Check back next time. I think we're gonna switch the podcast name to Dive, the podcast. Because if you didn't hear, I created a community called Dive the Community, or Dive by Alexandra, which is our community for self-healing, self-evolution, self-growth, self-love. And it's a membership community, a monthly subscription, where I'm hosting live breathwork sessions, live intuitive flow classes, which, if you have ever seen me talk about my movement on my mat, it is going to be kind of like that. To get you really in touch with your body, live meditations, and so much more, as well as a library of pre-recorded meditations, pre-recorded EFT tapping and visualization, and really just a home for the practices that have helped me through everything, through the highs, through the lows, through the heartbreaks that I've gone through the times that I wanted to abandon myself, yet decided to turn towards myself through these practices. These things have helped me through quantum leaps, not just like the lows, you know? These things have helped me connect to myself and really form a loving relationship with myself to come back to every single day and to connect to my soul and to my body and who I want to be and who I desire to be and what my dreams are. The practices that I share within Dive and the healings that I do, they're not just for the times when you're feeling low, which I think a lot of us tend to turn to our practices when we're like, oh, I need to save myself with this practice. But no, I just need to simply be there for myself with this practice. I need to connect to myself. I need to tend to myself, take care of myself. And that's really what Dive is for. And to do it within community is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. Anyways, that is not what this podcast is about today, but I guess, kind of in a way, we will be talking about that. So let's get into it. I have been thinking a lot about how do you actually get what you desire? How do you get what you're manifesting? How do you achieve your dream life and all of your desires? And I know the answer. I've witnessed myself get everything that I've ever desired and everything that I've been manifesting. And I've also witnessed myself drop it all at once. I've witnessed myself not be able to hold everything that I've desired and everything that I've been manifesting and everything that I've wanted for myself. And we are in this era where everyone is talking about manifestation. Manifestation is all the hype and all the rage. And yes, it's for a beautiful reason because we all deserve to live the life of our dreams. We all deserve to live a life that truly fulfills our heart and our soul and our deepest, deepest desires. We deserve all of that and more. But how do we actually get that? The manifestation girlies aren't telling you what I'm about to tell you today, what we're about to talk about today. Because it's not just as simple as manifesting something. You can manifest anything that you desire, okay? And it is simple to manifest. It is simple to look at a vision board and make it come true, or for God or the universe to deliver it to you. It is simple to lean into the manifestation techniques and practices that people share all over social media. But how do you actually get what you desire? How do you actually keep what you desire is the better question. Because you can get what you desire, but can you keep it? That is the real question. That's what nobody in the manifestation community is sharing with you. The key to actually getting what you want and keeping it and holding it and being able to have it in your life is through the subconscious. It's through believing that you are worthy of having these things. It's through regulating your nervous system, expanding what it can hold, so that when you do achieve these things, when you do get your desires, you don't run the other way. You don't drop them. You don't revert back to where you started because it's too much for you to hold. When it comes to manifestation, we share the light parts, right? We share how exciting it is to get all of our desires, and all of these tips and tricks and tactics online share like visualizing and feeling as if you have all of those desires, and it feels and it sounds beautiful and again, exciting and exhilarating. And of course, those things that you're desiring and manifesting, you want to be excited about. But what happens when you get all of those things and your nervous system isn't on board with them, and your subconscious isn't on board with believing you're worthy of them, and it's too much for you to hold, and you simply can't handle getting all of those things? Nobody is talking about that side of manifestation. And I'm going to share the examples that I've witnessed in my own life and how I know that in order to keep what you desire, your subconscious, and not only that, more importantly, your nervous system need to be on board with these things. So let's get into a little of my story with this. So let's flash back, rewind, that's a better term. Let's rewind back to summer of 2021. I had just gone through the absolute hardest season of my life. And I say that and then the hard seasons continued. But anyways, I had gone through a really terrible breakup. And I had flown to Miami. I had left my hometown. I had left everything to just sit on a beach by myself for like 3 months and isolate and heal. And so anyways, I came home from that season of life and I felt really ready to step back in to life and to step back into, you know, what life did I want to create for myself? I wasn't fulfilled living in my hometown or in Massachusetts. Miami was just a temporary thing. What did I want for myself? This was also at the time where I realized I'm not here to solely serve the eating disorder community anymore. Because at the time I was big in the eating disorder world. That's how I was helping clients and whatnot. Anyways, this is when I had my awakening of like, oh my God, I need to make a change in my life. I need to figure out what I actually desire. And so I did. And I finally allowed myself to dream a little. And I dreamt of moving to LA. And I made it happen. And I made it happen really, really quickly. Because every day I would take a walk and I would vision myself living in LA. And I truly believed this vision because your brain really doesn't know the difference between a memory and something that you made up. So if you are visioning every day and really feeling in your body like, yes, I am living this life, that life is going to happen for you. If you're really believing it, that's the nuance. If there's a part of you that's like, no, this can't happen for me, this isn't possible for me, it won't happen. But I really believed, okay, I'm living my happiest life in LA, and I made my body feel that way every single day. I started telling everyone I was moving to LA, and I had no plans. I had no business moving to LA at the time. I had stopped taking clients for months. I wasn't making money, not enough to move to LA, and I just knew in my soul it was happening. I decided it was happening for myself. I decided that was my desire and I was going to manifest it. And everything fell into my lap so easily. You know, I was even waking up and like scripting, like, I live in LA, I live in LA, I live in LA. And it happened effortlessly. Effortlessly, you guys. And I know when it comes to a move, you're probably like, well, you got to put some effort in. You got to find the apartment and all the logistics. Nope, I did not have to worry about a single logistic. I had roommates fall into my lap. Those roommates found the apartment. The apartment security deposit was thousands of dollars, okay? Thousands of dollars. So let me like set up a timeline for you because I love storytelling. So this is like August, okay, I'm at my cousin's wedding, and I remember her husband, or the guy she was marrying then, well, he's now her husband, sorry, Anyways, her soon-to-be husband, his cousin was there, and he lived in LA, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm moving to LA in a few weeks. This was August. Come the end of August, I had no plans. I still had not looked for an apartment. All of a sudden, I have two roommates fall into my lap. They find the apartment, and then I'm like, okay, now I gotta have the money to back it up. I had enough money for rent, but the security deposit was literally thousands of dollars, you guys, which it's like that everywhere in LA, at least all the places I looked after this apartment. Because after this apartment, I was looking at ones that were literally $11,000 for a security deposit. Anyways, this security deposit is thousands of dollars. And I'm like, okay, how am I gonna do this? I didn't know, but I just trusted it was gonna work. And I woke up the next morning, the day that I had to pay the security deposit if I wanted to make this work. And I had a text from an old client that I had not spoken to in like a year. And she was like, hey, Allie, can I sign on to be your client again? And I was like, oh, sure. And sure enough, that day I had the money in my bank account, exactly the amount that I needed for my security deposit. And guess what? A few days later, I was on my way on my cross-country trip, making my way to LA with my dream apartment. That place was freaking beautiful, I tell you. And I manifested this. I completely manifested this. I didn't try. I didn't effort. I just believed. And that's part of the art of manifestation, is putting yourself in the energy of believing it's possible for you, putting yourself in the energy of like already living that life, already being that version of you. And I committed to that every single day. Every single day. And then a few months into living in LA, I crashed. I crashed and I burnt and I lost myself. I felt like I didn't know who I was, what I wanted to do in this world, what I wanted with my life, where I was going. And I let that manifestation fall out of my hands. And I said, I can't do this. And guess what I did? I went back home. I went right back home like 6 months into my lease. I broke it. I had someone sublease it. And I could not hold that manifestation. And at the time, I'm not putting two and two together, right? This is a 2020 hindsight. I've learned these lessons. But anyways, I wasn't just coming home. I was coming home temporarily because I had booked a one-way to Hawaii. And you guys, I didn't even realize this until a few months ago, that I have been manifesting my whole entire life to like live half time in California and half time in Hawaii. And I could have done that had I just, because at first I was telling my roommates, yeah, I'm going to go to Hawaii for the month of March and probably stay a few months and then I'll be back in this apartment. I was like writing down for years, I live in California and Hawaii. I live part-time in California and part-time in Hawaii. And I honestly forgot about that when the ping to go to Hawaii came into my soul. Until I look back at like all of my journals and even like my manifestos that I've made for myself and my higher self guides that I've made for myself. And all of them say, I live part-time in California and part-time in Hawaii. And I achieved that, you guys. Given like, yes, I did come home, but the original plan was, I'm flying from California to Hawaii and I'll be back in my California apartment and whatever, half time Hawaii, half time California. But I came home because obviously couldn't hold the manifestation of California, but I made the Hawaii one happen. And I made it happen with ease, again, with so much ease. Let me tell you this story. I'm in my California, my LA apartment bedroom, and I'm like feeling that ping. All of a sudden I get the soul ping to go to Hawaii and I'm like, okay, sure. Because I listen to those pings and I listen deeply and I never will be the opposite way. It has gotten me so far to be this way. Anyways, I feel that ping. Baby, you gotta go to Hawaii for like at least a month. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. I start looking at Airbnbs. I knew I wasn't super happy in LA and it might have just been the place that I was living and the situation with my roommates. But I wasn't feeling totally fulfilled, so I just wanted a little refresh for a month. And started looking at Airbnbs in Hawaii, and then at the same time that I was doing this, my friend Gabby, you guys might know her, her name is Gabacado on Instagram. We had been Instagram like friends for forever, and at the same time she was in LA for a month, like just seeing if she wanted to live in LA. Turns out she didn't, but anyways, this was our first time meeting, okay? And so she picks me up and I get in her car and we're talking about like how we don't really love LA. And so I'm like, okay, where else would you like to live? Like, where else do you want to try on? And she says Hawaii. And I kid you not, this is right after I was looking at Hawaii Airbnbs to stay for a month. And I was like, no way. I was literally just looking at that and staying for a month in Hawaii. And she's like, okay. And we did it together. We literally on the spot were like, oh, okay, let's just do it together. So we did that. And because I was already in Hawaii for a month, then my friend Nat wanted to come to Hawaii, so she came for the next month. And then my friend Jordan wanted to move to Hawaii, so he quit his job and moved, and we lived together, and I stayed there for almost a year. And that's exactly what I was manifesting, was to live in Hawaii. And I had my dream life in Hawaii. I literally look back and I'm like, oh my god, that was like truly me living my dream to the absolute fullest. I had an oceanfront place. I was right on the ocean. I was swimming in the ocean every day. I was seeing palm trees every day. I was in the sunshine every day. I was eating Hawaiian fruit, like fresh fruit every day. I was living in my bathing suit. That was my dream, my absolute dream. But guess what I did? I came home. After almost a year, and the last few months of that year were terrible months for me, like really, really rock bottom months for me, I came home. I couldn't hold the manifestation. I couldn't hold my dream life. I couldn't hold my desires. So the two things that I was manifesting most in this life, including a Jeep, and I had a Jeep in Hawaii actually, so the three things, it's like my dream car. Well, it'll always just be a Jeep. No matter how many new cars they come out with, it's a Jeep for me. I'm a Jeep girl. But anyways, I had all those dreams. I was living my literal dream life. The one that I had spent so long feeling into and manifesting and desiring for myself and believing that could happen for me. I had that. And I dropped it all. And so in the manifestation community, or on social media, when people talk about manifestation and getting your desires, nobody ever shares the part where like your nervous system might freak out once you get your desires. Your subconscious might freak out once you get your desires. And you might not be able to hold them. And you might drop them. And honestly, that might be the thing that's even blocking you from your desires and from your manifestations right now. If you're feeling like, well, I'm constantly doing the same things that you said you're doing, but nothing's happening. The answers are written in your nervous system and in your subconscious. And let's dive a little deeper into that. Let's explain. So the subconscious, I love talking about the subconscious. It is in control of 95% of our life. 95% of the time, we are using our subconscious mind without even realizing it. And why is this important to know? Because our subconscious mind is what stores, like it's literally like a computer hard drive. It stores all of our limiting beliefs, all of our traumas, all of our memories, all of our insecurities and our deepest wounds and our deepest like hurtful beliefs about ourselves. It stores all of that, and it is in the driver's seat of our life without us even realizing it. Without us even realizing it, because we're operating from it, but we're operating from it unconsciously. We're not meaning to operate from it. So we don't realize we're operating from it because we're operating from, you know, we're in our conscious mind, right? We're like thinking, we're using our conscious mind. Like I can think that, oh my God, my dreams and desires and moving to Hawaii and getting what I'm manifesting sounds amazing, would be so great. Right? So that's what I'm thinking, but I don't realize that my subconscious is playing the story. Hey, babe, you're not good enough for that. You're not worthy of that life. You don't deserve that life. You are not good enough. And that's what's going to drive my life without me even realizing it. It's literally like getting into a car and the driver just takes you wherever. Wherever you want. And you can look around, but you don't really get to choose the destination. That's how your subconscious works. You're not aware of it. You're not aware of, oh my God, this wound that I'm not worthy is actually driving my life and my actions. It's not something that we're supposed to be aware of in our daily life. And so half the time when you get what you want, when you get what you're manifesting, if your subconscious isn't on board, If your subconscious is playing the story of, I'm not worthy of these things, I'm not deserving of these things, who am I to have these things? If your subconscious is still in the story of, I'm made to struggle, or let's say you grew up really poor, or you grew up and you heard people demonizing money or demonizing rich people, and you're trying to manifest money, but your subconscious... Or let's say you do manifest money, but your subconscious is still playing the story of, I'm not worthy of money, or money is bad, or rich people are bad. You're going to drop the money. And by drop it, I mean like you're not going to be able to hold your wealth because your subconscious is not on board with you being a wealthy person. Just like me moving to Hawaii, in my conscious mind, I'm like, yes, this feels so good. These are all my desires and more. I have achieved my dream life and I knew I could do it. My subconscious is behind the scenes playing the story of, you're not worthy of this life. You are not worthy. You are not deserving. Imposter syndrome, imposter syndrome, imposter syndrome. Who are you to live this life? You're a nobody. Sounds harsh, right? Our subconscious is harsh. So I dropped the manifestation, not because I was aware of these subconscious beliefs. Again, I wasn't. I was not aware that my subconscious was playing this story. It wasn't until I came home and now it's 2020 hindsight and I've been reflecting, or I spent the last year reflecting and doing the work to get my subconscious on board with my dreams and desires. And your subconscious is just part of it. Because your nervous system, that's a whole nother thing, baby. That's a whole nother piece of the puzzle. It's a whole nother ingredient to this cake. If your nervous system is wired towards struggle, wired towards chaos, wired towards things not working out for you, if your nervous system is, you know, our nervous system's job is to like try and keep us safe, right? So even when we get these things that are expansive and beautiful and exciting and good, if our nervous system feels like, oh my God, this is too much at once, this is too much excitement, I'm not used to all of these good things, I'm not used to things going my way, if our nervous system hasn't been expanded enough to hold all of that, what happens is we drop it. What happens is we can't hold all of those good things at once. What happens is you move to Hawaii and you get your dream life and your nervous system goes into shock because, oh my God, for once in my life, my nervous system was finally out of fight or flight. I was finally feeling safe in my body. I was finally feeling safe in my life. But guess what? My nervous system wasn't used to feeling safe, wasn't used to being out of fight or flight. So it didn't feel comfortable. And that didn't feel like safety to the nervous system. Peace was uncomfortable for my nervous system. My dream life was uncomfortable for my nervous system because my nervous system was geared towards being in fight or flight, was geared towards chaos, was geared towards not having my dreams and towards struggle. I mean, from childhood, from things within my family life, from things within how I was raised, from traumas that have happened to me that I've gone through, from going through an eating disorder for years and years and years of my life that I felt like I'd never get out of, I was in fight or flight my whole entire life. So the second I got to Hawaii, and my body was in this environment that held it so deeply and so safely, my nervous system said, "Oh, I can be in rest and digest. I can let go. I can come out of fight or flight." That felt good, but at the same time, it felt awful, terrible. It felt safe, but at the same time, it felt unsafe to be out of fight or flight for the first time in my life, to have my nervous system get everything I've ever desired and more at once after years and years and years of struggle. Like I said, before this big season of manifestation, I was in a really heartbreaking season, dealing with heartbreak, dealing with inner child healing, dealing with so much, so much. And then all of a sudden, I get everything I've ever wanted. It was too much for my nervous system to handle because I was not aware of nervous system work. I was not aware of knowing how to regulate my nervous system. I didn't even know what that meant. I didn't even know that was a thing. I didn't even know it was important. And now I realize it's the key, one of them, subconscious and nervous system stuff. I feel like they really go hand in hand. They're the keys to getting what you want and keeping what you want. They're the keys to achieving your dream life and being your dream self. And like I said in the beginning, you deserve that life. You deserve to be that dream self. And it's not because who you are or the way you're living isn't good enough right now. It's because you came onto this earth to get all of your desires and more. You are such a gift to this world. So you deserve everything you want more. You deserve the life that you want. You deserve to be fulfilled. Your soul deserves to be happy. You are a gift to this world, and you deserve to be gifted back. So you're not doomed if you feel like, oh my God, my subconscious has been blocking me, or it's my nervous system that really can't hold it all because I'm wired towards chaos, or I'm wired towards being in fight or flight. You're not doomed. You can fix it. You can expand your nervous system's bandwidth. You can expand what it can hold. You can expand that. You can allow your nervous system to feel safe within safety, to feel good within peace. Instead of say, this is scary, this is uncomfortable, I'm dropping it, I can't hold it, I'm running back to where I started. You can regulate your nervous system and rewire it. You can rewire your subconscious to be on board with that too, to be on board with, I deserve this. I am worthy of this. I am enough for this. Instead of who am I to have this life? Who am I to have this thing? Who am I not to? You can do the work to expand your nervous system, to regulate your nervous system, and to rewire your subconscious so that you can actually hold everything you want and more. And that's how you keep your desires, is you do that work. And I have spent, since I was in Hawaii, doing that work. Since the second I landed in Hawaii and I was like, oh, I'm out of fight or flight. Oh my God, I need to learn how to regulate my nervous system. It has been my life's priority to live a life that nourishes and regulates my nervous system. And it has been my biggest priority to expand and rewire my subconscious towards believing in myself. Because again, consciously, you guys, consciously, I've always been like, yeah, I'm worthy. Well, not always. I mean, since after recovering from my eating disorder, because those days were dark. But since then, since those days in like 2019, I've always thought like, yes, I am so worthy. I am so worthy and I'm so enough and I deserve everything I want and more. My conscious mind was telling that story, but my subconscious was still replaying the old stories. So I have done the work to rewrite those stories, to get my subconscious on board with my conscious mind that thinks, Yes, I'm worthy. Yes, I'm deserving. Yes, I'm enough for that. Who am I to not have that? And I've done the work for my nervous system to be on board too, for my nervous system to be able to hold the good things instead of always saying, I need chaos. I need to be back in fight or flight. I need stress. I've done the work. And what does that look like? I'm not going to gatekeep. I'm not going to sit here and say, well, join Dive and you'll find out. But, I mean, you will. That's the purpose of Dive, is to expand and regulate our nervous systems and our subconscious to believe that we are worthy, to come home to that truth that we are innately worthy, that there's nothing that we have to do outside of us and no one that we have to be to earn worth, to earn enoughness, to earn a place in this world, to take up space. That's what we do in Dive, is come home to ourselves. We dive deeper into the truth of who we really are and into our innate worth so that we can be our most liberated, authentic, embodied selves in this everyday living life, in this everyday world. The work, while regulating your nervous system is, it's a lot simpler than people make it seem. And I never used to believe like the simple things, like get 8 hours of sleep. Stop having coffee on an empty stomach. But baby, start with that. I used to never think that I needed 8 hours of sleep. My nervous system does. My nervous system does. Get 8 hours of sleep. Stop drinking coffee on an empty stomach, for the love of freaking God, even if you don't feel like it affects you, because I also don't feel like it affects me. It affects your hormones. It affects your cortisol, and which affects your nervous system and continues to wire you towards chaos and stress. So those are two of those basic tips that I can tell you. Stop high intensity workouts. Your nervous system doesn't like them. Freaking stop. Add animal protein back into your life. I did that when I was regulating my nervous system, or working to regulate it. I mean, it's a continuous process of choosing my nervous system on a daily basis. But I'm not going to get into these ways. I'm not going to give you these tips and tricks that you can find pretty much anywhere on social media. What I'm going to tell you is somatic healing is the key to rewiring your nervous system, or rewiring your... Let's back up. What I'm going to tell you is somatic healing is the key to rewiring your subconscious and to regulating your nervous system. And those two things are the keys to your dream life, to your manifestations, to your desires, to your highest self. Somatic practices. And what are those? Those are practices. Somatic healing is healing of the body, right? We go to talk therapy. Talk therapy is great, but we never deal with the body. And the body is what keeps the score. The body is what holds, again, all of our traumas, our emotions, and emotions are energy in motion. So that energy gets stuck within our body as traumas and emotional weight when we don't deal with it, when we don't turn to the body and deal with it. It cannot be dealt with just through talk or just through journaling. It has to be dealt with through the body. So breath work is an amazing, amazing, amazing tool for both your nervous system and your subconscious. So what we do in our breathwork sessions in Dive, and if you've ever been in session with me, is we do holotropic breathwork, which is a 3-part breath, belly, chest, release. Sounds kind of like that. And what this breathwork does is, one, yes, it is amazing for your nervous system. So, so, so good for your nervous system. So that's one part. But two, this breath bypasses our conscious mind all through your freaking breath, you guys. You bypass your conscious mind, and it allows us to get into our subconscious mind, which again stores our memories, our traumas, our deepest beliefs about ourselves, our limiting beliefs, our insecurities. So through this breath, we can access the subconscious mind and rewire it. We can release through the breath the things that no longer serve us, the beliefs that no longer serve us, the traumas that we're holding on to, the wounds that we're holding on to that are still saying and causing us to play the story of I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, blah, 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 whatever it is. Through the breath, we can release it because we also get into the limbic system, which is a system in our body that literally holds memories and emotions and fears and all of that. Through your breath, you can access this, you guys. It's so freaking powerful. So we get into your subconscious through the breath. We release, we release, we release. And we fill with beautiful thoughts about yourself. We fill your nervous system, or we fill your subconscious and your limbic system with new memories and new beliefs of being worthy. Of being whatever. I mean, in an individual session, we obviously work on like whatever beliefs you feel are holding you back. But a big one I like to work on is worth. And we can really get your nervous system and your subconscious on board with being worthy of your desires, especially once we release all of the things that no longer serve us. And how powerful are you to be able to do this all through your breath, baby? All through your breath. They say that holotropic breathwork, one holotropic breathwork session, which is 1 hour, so 1 hour of breathwork is equivalent to 1 year of talk therapy. 1 year. And I've seen it happen for myself. I've seen myself heal from heartbreak in one breathwork session. The same heartbreak that I told you guys I went to Miami for. Yeah, I was still dealing with that 2 years later. Yes, 2 years later. I released it in a breathwork session. Have not thought about him since. Still love him because I love everyone that I've ever loved. But not in the way of like, I need him, or why wasn't I good enough, or why did I do that, or blah, blah, blah. Nope, it's gone. I'm worthy of good love. I'm worthy of healthy love. I'm worthy of X, Y, and Z, all because of breath work. Another thing that has really helped my subconscious is EFT tapping and affirmations. I used to think that affirmations were surface level, were pointless, were just like silly. And then I started doing them with EFT tapping. And if you don't know what EFT is, it's like emotional freedom technique. And you tap on certain parts of your body. It's mainly all around the face and the head that are like meridian points in the body in Chinese acupuncture. Like, this is studied stuff. This isn't just spiritual woo-woo stuff, you guys. If you're not into the spiritual realm, like, this is science in Chinese medicine. You're tapping on these certain meridians and certain points, and you're saying these affirmations, and because you're tapping on these certain points, you're releasing stored whatever, again, memories, traumas, emotions. You're releasing the things. I'm like tapping as I'm saying this to you guys, sorry if you hear the noise, but you're releasing things and you're instilling new beliefs about yourself. And so my favorite way to actually put this all together, my favorite way to do this is in the morning, I'll do like 10 minutes of breath work. And then I'll drop into a visualization of who I desire to be or the life that I desire to live. And then I'll do some EFT tapping and affirmations around it while looking in the mirror and like saying to myself, I am worthy of this life. I believe in myself. I believe that I'm deserving of this life. And I'm expanding my subconscious beliefs to be on board with me being worthy of what I desire. These are my two favorite ways to do it, breathwork and EFT tapping / affirmations. Visualization meditations are also really powerful. I do like to do those after breathwork though. And those are my two that I'm going to give you right now, because those two, I swear, have helped me the most. Like breathwork alone, and then my little routine of breathwork, visualization, and EFT with affirmations. I swear they have really, really changed me. And have really helped me finally actually believe in myself and believe in my worth and helped my nervous system. I mean, slow living and lowering my stress and meditation, of course, are helping my nervous system. And I'll do a whole episode on the nervous system, but I really just wanted to talk about these two points. And now I feel like the next time I achieve my dreams, I'm ready to hold it. I know that I'm not going to drop it because I have worked so hard to get my subconscious on board with believing I'm deserving of it, with believing I'm worthy of my desires. And I have worked so hard for my nervous system to now be able to hold good things, to be able to sit within peace, within slowness, and within things that feel good. And these are the two keys, babies. These are the two keys to your dreams and your desires. And again, in Dive, we do a breathwork session at least 2 times a month, most likely once a week. The schedule is still in the process because I also want to offer you guys, again, the movement classes, which are an integral part of somatic healing. But we do breathwork at least 2 times a month. And there is an ever-growing library, online library, for you to do on your own time of EFT tapping, affirmation, meditation things that I literally just told you about. And I honestly wasn't creating this episode to sell Dive to at all. I was actually going to make this episode on the power of somatic healing and how it's helped me and the different practices, not just the ones I've talked on today, but all of the different somatic practices that I've used. And then I was driving yesterday and I felt this ping. I felt this passion of talking about, like, people need to know that in order to hold everything they want, they got to be on board with it within their nervous system and their subconscious. And it is possible to get everything you want. And I promise you, you are worthy of it. All you need is for your nervous system and your subconscious to believe that you're worthy of it, that you're deserving of it. Breathwork, EFT tapping and affirmations. I swear, like, I want to keep it simple when I give you guys tips because I could throw a million out there for you. But I'm just going to give you the ones that I have personally witnessed help me. Especially because I didn't even get into it, but my goodness, the past like year or two of my life since leaving Hawaii, it's actually only been a year since leaving Hawaii, but the past year since leaving Hawaii, it's been a miserable, hard, heavy, dark year for me. I reverted back to some old thought patterns that I never thought I'd meet again, where I was questioning my worth. I was like not confident in myself. My body image was just controlling me. I didn't believe I was enough. And doing this work, breath work and EFT tapping and affirmations, truly helped me get back to light. Am I fully back to myself yet? No, I wouldn't say so. But every day I'm leaning into practices that help me get there. And I promise you that you can get there too. Again, I'm not making this episode to sell you on Dive, but all of these practices are going to be in there. Every breathwork session that you can't attend live will be recorded and uploaded to the library. There's going to be a growing library of meditations with EFT and visualization and affirmations. There's going to be a growing library of just an affirmation studio for you to listen to when you drive or when you're doing your skincare or when you're getting ready to go on a date. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited to do this within community, and I'm so excited to hold your hand as you begin to believe in yourself. And you begin to embody how worthy you really are. If you want to join Dive, it's $25 a month. The link is in my bio on Instagram, but I'll also put it in the show notes. We're going to have lots of community calls. You're never obligated to show up anywhere live. You can do everything on your own time when it's uploaded to the library. And you can always reach out if you have any questions. I swear, you guys, subconscious reprogramming and rewiring and regulating your nervous system. I mean, you don't just take my word for it. You can look up a million different ways to do these things and find what resonates with you. and what truly makes you feel like, okay, this is how I want to begin to regulate my nervous system. This is how I want to begin to rewire my subconscious. You can listen to affirmations over and over. I'm sure you can find some on YouTube. You can search EFT tapping on YouTube. Find what works for you. And I promise you, once you start doing this work, that's how you achieve your dreams, baby. That's how you achieve your dreams. And I am on the verge of mine. They're getting very close because I finally believe in myself and I finally have a vision for myself. And when I've been lost this past whole year of my life, I've had no vision because I didn't fully believe in myself until I started integrating this work into my daily life. And I know what my next step is now. I know what my dream life is now. And I know that I'm worthy of it. And so are you, okay? Okay, don't ever forget it. You are so freaking worthy. And here is your permission slip to embody that worth and to start believing in your worth. Okay? Okay. We'll talk next time. I love you. Bye.